Hello, friends. All right, we are on our bonus call about praying for others. And I do promise this one to be the shortest one that we've had so far. And it's because there's really one thing, maybe two things, to learn about praying for others and then have at it. So the first idea around praying for others, let's pray in first. I was so excited, I was jumping right in. So let's take a moment together to just breathe. And notice now, since we have been doing spiritual practice for 7 weeks, every single day, getting grounded, breathing, speaking our words of truth, that now as we take a breath, our body knows it's time to go within. It's becoming habitualized to something that supports you and supports me so deeply, which is the ability to close our eyes, to breathe, and to turn our attention from the external world of phenomena, of form, and go within to the place in the space of eternal God, eternal good, creation itself. So just take a few big, deep breaths. And be awake of them. Be awake to them. Feel them caressing in the insides of your body. Allow your attention just to ride the energy of the breath. Be awake that you aren't breathing you. The presence, the only, the life force, is breathing within you. It is doing the work. We are witnessing. We are tending to. We are observing, being awake to the fact that our body is breathing right here and right now. And so I speak my word of truth for each one of us on this call, that the presence of God has touched our very being at the core of who and what we are, that this infinite presence whose circumference is everywhere is having its way inside of me right here, right now, and inside of each caller, loving, lifting, being the peace, the wealth, the joy that I am. That there's one presence in this universe, one God, one thing. And I'm an expression of it. All of its qualities of being reside within me. And it is through choice that I turn my attention from the outward to the inward and hang out in the field of God qualities. It is my choice that I turn my attention to that which is real and allow it to live me. More fully, that I become more awake to its presence than anything else on this planet. I know that all of the solutions to any question I have resides within this presence. I know all creativity, everything that wants to be expressed through me, begins and ends and expresses from this presence. I give thanks that this presence lifts me, moves me, is the very truth of who and what I am. And so as we open to pray for others, we open from recognizing that that which is within me is within each and every person on this planet without exception. That as I pray for another, I am praying for myself to know about another the truth. And so I give thanks that our short time together today is blessed. And so it is. Amen. All right. Yay. That is so funny. I just jumped right into the slides. I'm so excited. Welcome back. And I want to talk about praying for others. The reason I believe that when we are taught to pray affirmatively, that we learn to pray for ourselves so solidly, is that so many of us have been trained growing up to care about the cultural idea of who we're supposed to be. We have been trained to be people pleasers and to want to be in a flow of gossip or want to manipulate someone else's life or want to get in the thick of things. And what affirmative prayer does as we learn it for ourselves is that we are really learning to tend to our own consciousness, to take care of our own house, to tend to our own being. And as we learn to tend to our own self, we then free others to tend to themselves. And I don't know about you, but what I do know about me is there's so much of myself that I continue to learn and grow into that I really don't have the time, effort, and energy to be in anyone else's life uninvited. I mean, that just doesn't work for me. So I practice my prayer for me. What this looks like is if my daughter is struggling, I pray that I can be a place and a space where I am at peace regardless of what she's experiencing, that I may be a place of peace inside of me so that I'm not stepping into the struggle or trying to save her from it, but that I am being a space within me of peace, because as she struggles, something within me wants to go into action and save her, fix her, change her, take some kind of action. And what's really going on is something within me is not trusting the present. So I go back to the issue with me. If my boss at work is picking on me, so to speak, or has targeted me in some way, and I am feeling helpless, then the issue is not so much about my boss targeting me or picking on me. It's about me feeling helpless. So I go in my prayer to know the power that I am within and to know that everywhere I am, the presence of God is, and to know that regardless of what's going on outside, I can bring forth love into any and to all situations. And so if my neighbor has instituted a lawsuit against me because my tree is in their yard or something like that, then my focus isn't about getting her or him or them. It isn't about winning a lawsuit. It isn't about, my focus isn't about anything outside of myself other than within to know the peace of God. Because what is showing up externally is conflict and chaos. So I take that which is external and go within in order to have resolution, in order to experience more God, more good. So when we're praying for another, the temptation is to get confused and to want something for them. And so the rule is that as we start doing this, we really don't pray for anyone else unless they ask us to. And so if someone asked me to pray for them to get a job, and I have a brief conversation about what they're looking for, what they want, what's going on with them, I can start to parse out what the quality of God is, what their perceived problem is, what the quality of God is that they are seeking. And then I bring that in to pray for myself. So I remember that there's only one God, one presence, one love, and that it shows up individually. It shows up at me, as me, and it shows up as the person asking for prayer. When I pray for the truth, regardless of who it's for. So what I know is that there's a perfect right work for everyone on this planet. You know, there's no favorites. I don't get a good job and someone else doesn't. There is the perfect right work for all of us. God loves through us as each one of us, and there's a right work for us to do. So my prayer then is, as God is love and I am love, then Steve is love. So this is how the prayer steps go. The prayer step goes, the recognition God is, and God is whatever the quality is. Let's say love, because I'm working on, or I'm saying that right now. So God is love. I am love, and so too is Steve, or whoever the name is. And then I write the realization for myself. And when I'm complete, I say, as this is true for me, it is also true for Steve. So since there is only one mind, there's one consciousness, one presence, one God, and each one of us is an individualized expression of that, then I pray for me. I pray for myself. I pray in my own consciousness. I pray from the one mind of God. Remember, I'm beginning in the recognition that all there is God, and I am hanging out in that mystical truth of oneness. And so from that place of oneness, I speak my word for me, and as that's true for me, it's true for everyone. As it's true for me that I have a car that I love to drive, then it's true for Steve that he has a car that he loves to drive. As it's true for me that I experience the presence of love in relationship, then it's true for Steve that he experiences the presence of love in relationship. So what is true for one is true for all. So here's some examples, and I'm skipping the recognition stage here and going right to unification and realization, because those are the two stages that are different. So I say, as I am the wealth I seek, so too is Steve. I know that all my needs are met. I accept food, shelter, money, and friends. Jesus said the birds spend no more time worrying about these things, so I release worry from my mind, and I own the truth of my being that God lives within me, expresses through me, and provides for me. It is a given. I focus my attention on this truth right now. As this truth is true for me, it is also true for Steve. Here's another one about joy. I am the joy of God. As joy is the nature of my being, so too is it the nature of Lisa's being. So here we see that I claim for myself, or I unify for myself, and then I speak the name of the other person also within the unification, the realization. I'm filled to overflowing with the joy of God. Each cell in my body sings at this very moment, and I am awake to their song of life. My attention is set upon the joy I am, out pictured into the world. I see it reflected back to me everywhere I go. I'm surrounded in joy. Joy drips from inside me outwardly and from external all over me now. The idea of depression is a false idea and never has power over me. Joy is the vibrational address for my day. As this is true for me, it is also true for Lisa. So remember, we pray until we know, and we know that we know. So these are short examples. If when I'm praying for a client, if they are depressed, then I go into prayer and I pray to know within me the joy of God. And I know it until I know it, until I know it, until I know that it's true not only of me, but it's also true of the client for which I pray. So I'm doing the work in consciousness on behalf of a client and using my consciousness, my connection with God, my faith, my knowing in order to bring that about. So some rules when praying for another: use their name or the third person pronoun. Don't use you, because I'm not praying about you. I am praying from the presence of God as the one that is, and that shows up as me and shows up as Lisa, Steve, George, Sam, Nikisha, whoever I'm praying for. A name means nature, and the name has a power and an energy within it. And so using a name is a very holy practice to do. The prayer takes place in divine mind, the only mind that there is. So I've gone into more depth about this in your handouts, even more depth in the book I wrote, Affirmative Prayer. Do feel free to write a prayer or take your power prayer and say, as this is true of me, this too is true of someone else, And what I love to do is to, when I'm cleaning up my mind and praying for a perceived enemy, which we know is just a thought in our mind, but as I'm doing that, I may pray that I have a job I love and am living in the perfect house for me, and that I experience the love of God, and as I do, so too does whoever my perceived enemy is, so that I am learning to expand my heart space. It's really quite lovely. So there are different ways to play with this. Go ahead and do that. Email it to me at ravbonnieb@gmail.com if you'd like some feedback about praying for another. Thank you so very much for your investment in yourself, for your willingness to go deep into the God self that you are, and for taking this class called Affirmative Prayer. I have been very honored to be your teacher, your coach, your facilitator through this process. And I thank you for all of your feedback and all of your notes of love. And I just give thanks that you are here on this planet at this time in history to share this space with me. I love you, and I look forward to working together in some way in the future. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each one of you.